Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I receive many letters and comments every week, and this week I received one that, while short, made a very important point. A National Vanguard reader going by the name of Tinley wrote in response to an article about white demographic displacement and awakening our fellow whites to their duty. He wrote as follows. With respect to the author, there are thousands of articles like this online with the same statistics and gloom and doom tone. Not to diminish the seriousness of the issue at all, I'd like to know when we're going to start focusing solely on a solution now. When are we going to become proactive? Where is the website where people are constantly throwing ideas out to share, strategizing, inspiring one another, and lifting each other up? Ideally, we need our own countries again. But until that day, can't somebody talk about what can be done now? Can we be hopeful instead of doomsayers? Can we focus and start coming up with a plan? Who's having that conversation, and where can I join it? Where are the doers? If the brightest race that ever graced the face of the earth can't do this, then the world is indeed doomed. End quote. Tinley, we are a dedicated, uncompromising, never-give-up group of a few hundred National Alliance members and supporters, a handful of whom are volunteers and staffers, who have built an audience of nearly 200,000 readers every month, most of whom obviously are just reading at this point and not helping. We have also built a small, intentional white community dedicated to the principles of white advancement and survival, and white spirituality in the Allegheny Mountains of West Virginia. We are working hard to implement Dr. William Pierce's radical, uncompromising program every minute of our lives. Some of us have given up almost everything we formerly enjoyed in our lives in order to do that. All of us have given up much. We do these things because we know there is no shortcut, no easy fix, no issue-oriented approach that will accomplish what needs to be done. Only the Alliance's program to rebuild the entire worldview of our people, their entire moral system, and our society itself has any chance of success. A large part of that program is to awaken and educate larger and larger numbers of the best members of our race, inspire them to action, and then build a new society within a society in preparation for the day when we will remake society at large. To do that, we must grow in our capabilities and cross the thresholds of 1, long-term organizational viability, and 2, organizational capability and flexibility to begin taking a hand in shaping the future. Here's how William Pierce, the founder of the Alliance, put it. Quote, "The goals which lie before us are not political goals in the ordinary sense. We are not thinking now in terms of having won over a certain percentage of the electorate, of having taken a certain portion of the Jews' power away from them by a certain date in the future. Instead, our goals are organizational goals. We are to think in terms of increasing our capabilities. We talked about two thresholds we must cross. The first and more pressing being the threshold of viability, and the second, the threshold of aggressive action. The first of these thresholds is that which separates the struggling, scrabbling, hand-to-mouth, one-man organization which we are now from a truly viable organization. When I refer to us as a one-man organization now, I don't mean in any way to belittle the invaluable efforts, the absolutely necessary efforts of our many members and supporters, both here and elsewhere, who are working wholeheartedly for us. I am referring to the fact that if I were killed or locked up tonight, I doubt that the Alliance would survive. A truly viable organization is one in which no single person is absolutely indispensable. An organization strong enough to carry our truth onward, undiminished and undistorted, and to continue growing, even if the enemy succeeds in eliminating me or another individual member or leader, regardless of his function. Now, getting from here to there will require more work and more commitment and a greater sacrifice from all of us. But it is something we know we can do. There is quite a bit of urgency about this first threshold, because everything is in jeopardy until we do cross it. Now please understand one thing. Although we need the increased numbers I've mentioned to cross this threshold, numbers alone won't do it. We need people of sufficient quality and degree of commitment to our truth so that we can be absolutely certain that the Alliance, that our community of consciousness, will remain on the straight and narrow path come what may. We must be certain that there will be no compromise, no yielding to expediency of the sort we've just seen in Rhodesia and South Africa. Our second threshold is one which takes us from a merely viable organization to an organization with the capability to begin carrying out our mission. It takes us from a community which embodies and safeguards our truth to a community which begins clearing the way for the universal triumph of our truth. Now, it is a fact, an extremely important fact, that there is more than one way we can go about things after we've crossed our second threshold. Some of those ways I can mention now, but others I think it better not to mention. We may do physical battle with the enemy, or we may find it better to postpone battle and nevertheless begin implementing the victory of our truth. Or we may do things in more than one way at once. I know that many people think the Turner Diaries, which we are publishing, is a blueprint for the way in which I think we will do battle with the enemy. I assure you with all sincerity that it is no such thing. It is simply an educational story. I hope that it will cause our people to think about some things they haven't thought about before. That's all. It is not our plan of action, even though it is possible the future might, in some developments, resemble the Turner Diaries. One of the things we really should do now is broaden our horizons by reminding ourselves of the nature of our problem, taking the control of the American government and the media away from the Jews and their Gentile stooges. Looking at it that way tends to be discouraging because it is hard to see our way clear to a political victory, whether we choose to fight with ballots or with bullets. I'm not saying it's impossible, just very difficult. But there are other ways to look at our problem. We may look at it, for example, as a biological problem instead of a political problem. As conscious agents of the Creator, what we are trying to do is prevent the loss of a certain level of consciousness, which has been achieved after billions of years of creative effort. The loss of a certain evolutionary breakthrough, namely our race and the consciousness, the divine spark it embodies. If we lose America, if we lose Western civilization, even if we lose the earth itself, and still save our race and the consciousness embodied in our community, then we will have won. Let me give you the most extreme example I can think of. If 30 or 40 or 50 years from now, one racially sound couple, one man and one woman from our community, are placed on the surface of the planet Mars, along with the necessary machinery for burrowing into the ground and establishing a pressurized, self-sustaining colony. And if the entire Earth then yields to the Jews through a combination of governmental force and succumbing to the Jewish spiritual disease of liberalism, and if it takes the colony on Mars 1,000 years, 40 or 50 generations, to grow and develop its resources while the Jew-dominated earth sinks back into a state of mulatto chaos and savagery. And if then, when the Martian colony returns to earth, its members are obliged to utterly exterminate the race of khaki-colored subhumans lurking in the Earth's regrowing forest and in the ruins of the Earth's cities before they can begin building a new civilization. Even if all this happens, then we still will have won. Then our truth will have triumphed utterly and completely, because in the long run, all the sacrifices of that 1,000-year exile will be as nothing. It is good to remember that in the long run, no lives can be saved. Only genes and the consciousness of our identity and our mission, which, like our genes, can be passed from generation to generation. Now, I do not mean for this little science fiction story I just told you to be thought of as something we are actually planning. Its only purpose was to stretch your minds a little, so you can see that there are a great many possibilities ahead other than conventional political or guerrilla war possibilities. In fact, we have no intention of conceding this planet to the Jews, nor, if we are forced to do that, do we have any intention of putting all our eggs in a single basket on Mars. But we do have every intention of winning our war for survival, no matter what it takes. And that means that we must eventually cross that second threshold so that we have the capability of doing whatever is necessary. Close quote. Mr. Tinley, I urge you to read Dr. Pierce's Thresholds articles I have excerpted here. They are linked above in full. If you believe you are a serious candidate for our serious program, then I ask you to become a National Alliance member or supporter. And I would then ask you to make it your life's work to help the Alliance succeed. Because that is the kind of commitment it will take. It is within such a community that strategies and tactics that will help us cross those two thresholds without compromise and while maintaining the integrity of our core values can and are being discussed. Not all of those discussions are in public, as I am sure you'll understand. We welcome your participation and your ideas on how to make our community a better one. And we thank you for writing your letter. By the way, National Alliance Chairman Will Williams also answers readers' letters every month in our print publication, the National Alliance Bulletin. You can get the bulletin by becoming a National Alliance supporter. In addition to reaching out to letter writers and commenters, both via our publications and through the efforts of our correspondence secretary, the bright and beautiful Vanessa Neubauer, I have started to give public interviews again. For many years, I had a general policy of not giving interviews to the uniformly hostile Jewish-controlled media, preferring instead to concentrate on building media of our own. There were a very few, exceptions to that under special circumstances, such as when I spoke to a New York Times reporter who turned out to be a decent man, as my impression of him indicated he would be, just after the death of William Pierce. Despite the exceptions, I still generally maintain that policy. But these days, the alternative media, media that are not under control of the Jews, are, I'd say, 20 times as big as they were just 10 years ago. Many of these outlets are run by free-thinking men and women who truly believe in free speech, and a substantial portion are both produced and read by racially conscious whites who are well aware of the threats to our racial survival. The digital revolution has enabled these people to meet the huge demand for what the controlled media refuse to give us, the truth on these subjects. I don't mind giving interviews to these fine people, and in the last few weeks and months, I've been interviewed on Henrik Palmgren's Red Ice Radio, Farron Schoaf's The Alternative Media, and John Friend's The Realist Report. Eventually, we'll put all of these on our 24/7 National Alliance Radio Network stream. One of the things I said in my latest interview was a very important point. Because of the groundwork we've laid, and the groundwork our predecessors like Dr. Pierce and Dr. Oliver laid, the white resistance is growing like dandelions in April. I look at social media today, and I look at the comments sections of major media sites, the ones that are still open anyway, and I look at the internet generally, and I see at least 1,000 times as many pro-white activists, writers, fighters, pranksters, and wits than I saw 10 years or so ago. It used to be that you could easily find and bookmark all the significant sources of white resistance information in a few days or a week, and visit every one of them to see what was going on in just a few hours a day. Those days are gone. There are literally tens of thousands of Jew-aware and race-aware posters and writers now, many of them directly confronting the deluded and the deluders online. And their complete output would be impossible to read unless you could slow down time somehow. Even cataloging them is impossible, and the Jewish groups have actually stopped trying, even though they pretend with their interminable and inaccurate hate reports and the like. By the time you made even a perfunctory attempt at a list, which would take you a month at least, there would be another 1,000 or more new white resistance Twitter accounts, Facebook pages, blogs, Discus commentators, and the like. Most of them new people, emboldened or shocked out of their former silence, and a few of them being those who were banned by Jewish censors, returning to the fight. This online magazine, National Vanguard, was recently viewed by, as I said, nearly 200,000 readers in a single month. But 999 out of every 1,000 readers just read or listen. They don't help. They don't contribute. They don't volunteer. I hope they spread the word. I am sure some are doing that. But we need more than that. We may entertain you while we educate you. I hope we do. But our primary purpose is not entertainment. We are building white media, and we need to grow. I am looking for more excellent writers to help me create more original content for this site, more professional-level editors to curate our classic content and make all of our work of higher quality, more video producers to inspire those of our people who respond best to that medium. If I can find you, and if you make the sacrifice to help us, I can write and publish some important books that I've put on hold for a few years. If you step up to the plate, the National Alliance will be able to advance more quickly the other media projects we've been working on. And we can have more projects, too. We need your help to do that. We are also building white community, and we need to grow. We need more people of the requisite quality to come to our intentional white community in the mountains of West Virginia and make it their home, to make that community prosper and become viable over the very long term, to become a place where new white generations will grow and flower, to become a beacon of truth for all our people for decades to come. We are building white awareness, and we need to grow. We need contributors to fund our projects and pay the salaries of our family of workers. We need 1,000 working men and women who will send us just $20 a month, and we need successful business owners who can give us $50,000 every quarter and everything in between. We need dedicated activists who will take it upon themselves to bring our publications, our posters, and our flyers to as many people as possible in their communities, letting them know that the Alliance exists, that only our absolutely uncompromising program can save them, awakening them from their fatal sleep, giving them hope and new purpose in life, and lifting the despair and emptiness that is making too many of our folk give up, just as the sun is rising. There is nothing more moral than giving your all so the Alliance can prevail and save our people and change the course of life in the universe. And there is nothing more immoral than opposing our plan or, knowing the stakes, doing nothing. What will you do? You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Make your life count. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you, when you look at the night sky, think of Orion. Our race is our nation.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have. Shout to the sky.